What's up, bro? You're listening to Randomly Relatable SG,
where we talk about random things you relate to.
Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Shuraim.
I'm Wise.
I'm Sabrina.
And today we'll be talking about, are you a Ramadan Muslim? 3, 2, 1, let's go. What's up guys, welcome back to the number one youth podcast in the world.
Alright man, going back, throwback to 6 years ago. Are you a Ramadan Muslim?
6 years
Muslim?
Ago, your head.
2019 ma?
5 la.
Now it's 2024 ma?
Alah.
5.
If I count 19, 20, 21, 22,
no,
20,
no, 24. Count 19.
No, you count 19.
You
because
don't
you
count
happen,
19.
You,
no,
you,
it's 19 to 20. 20 to 21, 22, 21 to 22, 22 to 23, 23 to 24.
So 5 years.
So 5 years throwback. Ramadan Muslims.
This was our
Ramadan
second
Muslims
podcast ever.
What
it
are Ramadan Muslims?
It was a 7-minute podcast.
Hey dude, it was nerve-wracking, man. We downloaded Anchor. Well, then after that, I was on Shuraim's bed.
Yes, you don't record at your house?
No, it was your bed.
Oh.
Then after that, I told Shuraim, okay, we have 2 points each. Then after that, we just talk for 7 minutes. Mm. And we go.
You really like the number 7, huh?
Yeah. Kan sunnah.
Is it? Oh, because it's an odd number, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a good number in Islam, but it's a good number in sales, but yeah, whatever.
It's Cristiano Ronaldo's number lah.
That's true?
Yeah.
It's a what,
and
what?
David Beckham. Cristiano Ronaldo,
seven.
David Beckham.
The number 7 lah.
Frank Ribery. Fandi Ahmad 17.
Oh, 17.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's this podcast or what's today's topic? Is this a street interview or is this a,
are
we
a street
going
interview?
Out? It's a street interview. We're going out later after this.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to go out later.
But for the first time, we're in the studio.
First. Yeah.
Yes.
Because we have an induction.
We have an induction program today.
SG induction today.
Yes. So Yat is out, Kat is in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You never ask her whether she's okay to people say.
You're okay and I say your name. Yes, okay, yes. She's okay. Thank you for your consent.
Kan Gen Z kan semua kena minta permission. Do I have consent to mention your name in the podcast?
Sure, that's enough. That's enough.
Okay, tak boleh.
She said can one time, you don't need ask again. Okay, so the 3 questions that we are going to ask the street today.
Mm.
I thought it would be interesting. Usually, we just give them the definition and then ask them their opinion, right?
Yep.
But I thought it would be interesting to ask them what they think a Ramadan Muslim is.
Yep.
Because just now when we asked Kat, she had a different answer also, right?
I don't know.
What did she say?
Because she thought that a Ramadan Muslim is someone who... I also forgot what you said.
It's not...
salah sikit.
The extra religious during Ramadan.
Is it?
You say that?
Extra religious during Ramadan. No.
I don't remember what
she
said.
Basically, our definition of Ramadan Muslim is someone who is only religious during... it's only practicing during
Ramadan.
Ramadan lah. Mm. And it's more obvious that they are only practicing during Ramadan.
So what do you mean by practicing?
Practicing is kira-kira
prayers?
Macam
the five prayers.
Okay.
So you pray, you fast, you actually fast lah. So stop smoking, all those stuff. And then you
actually fast. Yeah. Not just diet on food and water.
Yeah. Then like you fast everything ah, like you're more patient, your language, you wear more modestly, you don't wear apparently the fragrances and stuff like that. So
you don't wear fragrances lah.
Don't meet boyfriend girlfriend.
You had a rule right? Do you still hold close to that rule?
Yes, yeah.
You still do. So you're not gonna meet Fazia this whole month.
But must meet because we have some stuff to do.
Oh, the wedding prep, right?
Mm.
Okay.
So exciting, sir. Every time you say that, I'm excited.
You're gonna choose the baju next week.
But I've yet to meet her, so lah.
Oh, should I have met her multiple times?
Yeah, I've met her multiple times already. It's different, ah.
Yeah, family.
Family different.
Okay, so I thought it'd be interesting to know what other people might think it is.
Yep.
Okay, and then the second one is, what's your opinion on them?
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. So are we giving our opinion now?
Yeah, sure. Quick one.
Sub, what's your opinion? Because you weren't in that podcast 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Yes. Sub wasn't in the podcast 5 years ago.
So Sub I was
just graduate poly.
Is it okay? Do you think it's okay for me to say what I said just now? But it might be a bit macam...
Just say.
Not nice on my end, you know.
I mean, you're honest, what?
I think okay lah. Okay, so I think everyone here knows that I'm not the most modestly dressed person, and I'm aware, and I am trying to be better.
Yeah.
And I don't really care if anyone sees, because I know I'm dressing up a lot more modestly than I used to.
Yes.
Okay, so if you don't know how I used to dress, then you're pasal lah. But I do realize that during Ramadan, I put in an additional effort to dress up a lot more modestly, not in abayas and stuff, but just like no crop top, no shorts, no skirt, no dresses, that kind of stuff. So, I know I realize that I have a bit of judgment when I see other Malay Muslims not doing the same during Ramadan. Pasal the reason why I do it is apart from like respect to God, that kind of stuff, right? It's also respect to the people around me who are fasting.
Yeah.
Because like guys, you guys are supposed to like lower your gaze.
Yeah. Mm.
Then if I pakai more revealingly, it's tougher for you guys to do that. So to be nice to them also. I'm not saying like, oh, if I pakai revealing, people tengok, okay? I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that just to be more respectful to people around, I cover up more so it's easier for them. And then
so you judge people who are not Ramadan Muslims
a little bit lah, but then I catch myself doing that. Like I will macam alamak astaghfirullahalazim, you know, like don't do that stuff.
Then what excuse would you give them in your head lah? Like macam kalau kau nampak orang macam tak puasa, like
they just not ready lah, or they just haven't
in, it's just
like
between you and God lah.
It's like they just not ready.
But here's the thing, they say must remind one time. So do you remind them?
Macam none of my business lah kadang-kadang. You know what I mean?
It depends. If it's like a close person to me, then maybe I can. Macam adik, let's say.
Kalau adik, different. Sibling, you whack lah bro.
Family, confirm I will tegur. Kalau kawan pun eh. Kawan, I think.
I don't know that. There's so many instances. Yeah.
No, I think because we are older also. Generally, in my head, I'm like, they probably already know.
They know
they
what
probably
to do.
Ada rasa malu sikit that they are not. But they just belum gotten to the point where they feel like they have to yet. You know, because I cannot. I think in poly also, I probably was wearing shorts in Ramadan. You know, and I probably was aware also, but I just didn't care enough yet.
And the thing is that there is a, like it's wrong to measure the level of how Muslim you are.
Yeah.
How religious you are.
How religious you are. Is wrong lah.
So but you need to tegur, right? I mean, that's the.
I guess
that's the
right
thing to do.
Shorts cantik.
That's passive aggressive, bro.
Behind closed doors. I mean, just like,
behind. I think it's important
just,
to do it behind
like,
closed doors.
Just like every feedback. Is behind closed doors.
I come podcast today. I wearing shorts. What y'all do?
Look at your ass. No.
Why?
I think because we are close, ma. I would tegur you lah.
What will you say? In that time, last year, I wear crop top. Tak ada orang tegur saya.
Because it was pants, no? So there's levels to it.
Yeah,
so
we knew it could be worse.
Before that, it was shorts, bro. Yeah. So yeah. Kira kau tak pakai shorts, kira dah bagus.
Kira dah upgrade lah.
Ada upgrade, sakit lah. Kalau wear pants. It's not even like and it was a high-waisted pants, right?
High-waisted.
It was a very high-waisted.
High-waisted skirt. So very loose.
It wasn't... Yeah. It wasn't like 6 ribs showing. It was just barely like 3 centimeters or 2 inches max. So to me, it's fine. There's worse people out there or during the bazaar that day. It's fine, man.
Okay. So now, let's say really, if I come in today, I'm wearing shorts and a tank top.
Would it?
No.
Then I say, sup.
Go back home.
I told you to wear something that is okay on camera.
I said
in the text. Wear something okay to be on camera.
Will you guys like ask me to go home and change?
Or not to the extent.
Like depends though. Like if you really today come right, and then we didn't do video. I think I might have asked you to wear the instant telecom to do shoot.
Oh, I lend you a jacket lah.
Serious?
For the comedic. Like kaka.
I will buy you an abaya at Bugis lah.
Oh.
You wear over.
Wah, tahu pakai shorts ya. I would feel spicy also lah. I think you guys might ask me macam.
Go back. No, we go back change first lah. Go back take first lah.
I think y'all would ask me if I was okay with dressing like this for the camera, and then that would make me think macam. Yeah. Nah, I'll probably go home and change. Yeah.
What if like suddenly one day Wise just comes in with a tank top and shorts to do a shoot?
Aku dah lama saya tak pakai shorts. Dah go gym and shorts, so I feel a bit exposing.
Exposing eh?
Pakai ni 3/4 pants. My father sekarang dia punya thing yeah. is 3/4
pants. It's a father thing, Aru.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a father thing.
You started already?
No, not yet.
So right. If you realize in my gym photos kan, aku tak pernah tunjuk
lower body.
Very rare. Very rare now.
Yeah.
Last time have lah the starting of my gym stuff.
Last time naked pun ada.
Apa? Huh? But now I wear track pants. Aku go gym.
It's more comfortable pants, anyways. Pants.
More modest ah. It's a modest. It's not about the comfort thing. It's more modest. Which is good lah, yes. But I mean, who am I to say about the religion things and whatever not, yeah?
Yeah.
So I'm not trying to compare the doses and the pahalas. You do you, man.
Yeah.
Quick liner on what you guys feel about Ramadan Muslims.
To me, it's legit between a relationship between you and God. I have no right to say anything, but I feel like if you're a close friend, I would tegur. Or if you're like... See, I was from a Chinese-dominated company kan, before my current one, right? So there was only very little Malays. And like, people will ask me like, why you fast, that person never fast. Macam,
oh yeah.
How much to answer?
Oh, yeah. That one tough to answer.
On the period, what? For a month? She's losing that much blood. It's weird. Don't put your other Muslims in weird situations. But kadang-kadang, yeah, unintentionally you do that. Then like, it's hard for me to say, oh, she's just not religious.
You know what sucks that way, yeah. In a Chinese-dominated community or company is when someone doesn't fast, another Malay doesn't fast, and then you fast, and then you are immediately the uncool one.
Ada.
It's like you are macam, why are you so good?
Why you so
strict? Yeah. She can don't fast, why you must fast?
Yeah.
Actually in China that time, something similar lah, I just reminded of. My cousin wears a tudung, I don't. Similar to me, she's like, why you wear? Never wear more beautiful one. Similar thing. Yeah. But I think after a while, it's you get older. When you're younger, maybe this kind of comments might be.
I think it's the people we are around. Like, I don't hear the modern Muslim thing often anymore.
Modern Muslim.
Neither do I.
I don't hear it at all anymore. Yeah. I don't hear the don't be so strict lah. Yeah, and I think it's the environment. Now, aku malu lah to like...
Not be a good Muslim lah.
Yeah. Kadang-kadang macam aku... I know that I miss Zohor. Aku takut orang perasan tau.
Malu lah, ada malu.
Aku malu, aku takut orang perasan. Aku cakap, why was sitting down here from 1 to 5?
Yeah. She miss Zohor.
Yeah. Malu sia. Like, I hope nobody saw me. Yeah.
That's good.
Good.
I still get the questions. They will ask me the first, because I just joined this new company, right? The first thing they will ask me is,
you need a place to pray?
No.
Are you religious? Or you
got drink? What type of Muslim are you?
The first
question. I'm Sunni. But like the thing is like they will ask, oh no, are you the street kind? Like you the halal, you cannot must eat the.
But last time,
it's a normal question.
Like I feel right now, I'm more comfortable to say that.
I'm street.
I'm very practicing.
I'm a practicing.
But last time I would say. I'm quite okay. No pot no lah, so I don't mind coming.
Same.
Tapi sekarang macam, it's easier to make it clear.
Yeah,
because if I don't make it clear, then insyaallah aku makan tempat tak halal.
Uncomfortable
sendiri.
Dah masuk tempat tak halal, then like gotta eat the salad. Dah tak sedap, mahal lah. Tak sedap. Then like, akan I don't mind eating the chicken. Then bila aku dah makan macam aku regret aja.
Tak halal lah.
Then like got to eat the fish. Yeah. Not really that nice. So then macam, it's just weird.
It's a weird situation. Really like yeah.
And then like the people see me how. Yeah. Then how do I adjust it?
I'm the only brown guy here, man.
Then you have to. The next time you have to tell them that that one was just a one-off thing.
Once you already start susah,
once you get your food in, it's done, bro.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so it's easy to
just have to quit the job.
There's no way.
Just have to change job, bro.
Burn.
Hey, sorry guys. I'm gonna find this group of friends.
Burn the bridge, bro.
Suddenly
you start dieting. So sorry, bro. I'm eating.
The last question that we're gonna ask them is: will you consider yourself a Ramadan Muslim? So I don't know whether this will be a bit controversial or not, because like relationship with God, maybe some people are still sensitive about
it. They don't want to say lah.
Yeah. Like you know how they say if you're trying to do something good, don't tell people first. if people notice, then they notice. But then you're not supposed to macam bilang-bilang orang.
I think that mentality should change lah. Because sekarang kan, orang buat benda salah, they will publicize it. Or like if they're doing something wrong, like smoking, vaping, drinking, they publicize it like crazy. Yeah. Why should you not publicize your good deeds and your good sins? Your good deeds. Yeah. Like if you are, because I mean seeing netizens commenting on people who post like very religious content, saying that apa sah, kalau nak buat benda baik, just buat benda baik, tak ambil video lah. Habis kau pergi club, ambil video, pergi zookout, ambil video, boleh kau post.
Yeah, I never thought about this.
Yeah, kau post boleh. Then you are indirectly influencing other people to feel FOMO because you are at a music festival surrounded by whatever.
Yeah.
But then like when I post religious content, you judge me. Mm. Why?
Because I think it's a, if coming from a religious aspect, so you don't need to say.
Jangan riak ah when you post it, jangan riak lah. But then like I feel like there's no harm in posting good contents or telling people your good deeds.
And people always ask like, what's the intention of posting? But I think if you know the intention, then it's fine, really. So like example, macam, cause you guys know I post everything in my DM.
Yeah.
Instagrams.
Apa? Instagram hole.
Instagram hole. Yeah.
I post everything.
Yeah.
Then to the point, macam,
I don't have to ask you what you did today. I just need to watch your story, bro.
Yeah. Literally, the last few days is nothing. I don't post. It's either I'm sleeping or SG Kamat, I just scrolling. So, but like, macam, aku post makan. Now I don't give a shit about the quality of the picture, whatever. Aku just snap, aku post. So macam, kadang-kadang aku feel weird, macam salam Jumaat. I will post every week, but sometimes I don't post because I find it very funny to post.
Salam Jumaat.
Yeah.
This is a normal thing, mah.
Kind of, but like,
it's macam you feel macam you are.
Kogi solat Jumaat.
Yeah, what so big what goes solat Jumaat. Then like macam daily prayers. Like when I after umrah and whatever not, I started praying a lot more. I brought sejadah and all those stuff. I pray at weird places, bro. And I find it cool, sah, bro. Macam aku solat ke kapal, aku solat kat ni, aku solat kat there, all that stuff. They like if I take photo, I post that one. Make time, shit like that.
Step.
I feel like that would be too much for me.
Yeah.
I won't post that.
But these are the type of things that you feel people.
Yeah, it's okay. People should be posting more of it. Okay, I feel like it should influence people. Yeah.
My question is, what if it's someone who posts about clubbing every single night, tapi sekarang dia starting to have to pray and all
you
that.
Put it yourself, bro. Like, good for you, man, but like it's funny,
But should he feel embarrassed to post?
No,
bro. Don't feel embarrassed to post. But I have the right to.
You have the right to laugh.
Okay. Then what about people who both club and pray at the same time? Which is quite a lot of people. Like, a lot of people they pray 5 times a day, but they still go club. Ada banyak.
The odds to pray 5 times a day and going clubbing not that many, but 2 times a day you pray and then go clubbing.
Okay, 2 times a day and then go clubbing.
5 times a day, kau masih clubbing. The sit time strong, bro.
Maybe. Okay, pray 10 times a week. 10 times a week.
Ah, fair.
10 times a week, okay.
Yeah, 13 lah, so pass.
Yeah. 25 divided by 2.
Kan 25 times a week, tapi ni 13.
5 times 7, maksud 35 mah.
35, 7, oh, 7, I cannot
find this. So we can't tie us on that, we can't off. We can't off.
Okay. So 20 a week.
Yeah.
So it's like good, what? It's good. It's not
better
perfect,
than zero, like,
better than zero.
Of course, of course.
But they party lah. And they like to show their outfits when they go party.
No halal food, just alcohol.
They never show.
No non-halal food, just pure alcohol.
This one is a very balanced Muslim, okay?
Very balanced,
Sorry.
Balanced, eh?
Okay, very balanced person.
Okay.
So like, they do their prayers.
Yeah.
They party once a month.
But they, every week?
No. Once a month, they party.
Once a month, fine.
Yeah. And then after that, but they also don't show their drinks on the table. They don't show them dancing. But they show their outfit at Clark Kimia toilet. You know, OOTD. Tapi kat Clark Kimia toilet. So you know they are partying. But they just want to show their outfit.
I mean, technically they never tag the club like.
No lah, of course.
Location zouk, no
but
right.
It's like obviously kat belakang zouk lah, that kind.
Tapi
you know?
Tapi dia tak cakap lah. It's not of like.
But he wants you to know that he's at the club lah. Basically, it's obviously at the club lah.
Aku rasa okay kot.
Okay.
It's the relationship between you and God lah.
Will you judge? Will you macam?
I'll be like
dia baru pergi club. Esok dia post subuh.
The previous story kau solat isyak saja.
Make time.
Make time.
Balance Muslim. Apa? I buat jokes gini.
I mean, it's just between you and God. It's a journey. It's a journey.
But I go like, okay, whatever. I will judge you, but I won't.
So
to me, it's better than not praying at all.
So all in all,
yeah,
you will be judged. Just do what you want to do. Is it?
Yeah.
No matter what you do, you will be judged lah. That's the
no, because final I think thing, praying, right? I think there's something that there's a video. There's a very very famous video that is for people who are in the process.
I think this can be a whole podcast in itself.
Yeah, I think we need to stop also. There are 21 minutes.
Oh my goodness! Wait,
just allow me to finish my sentence first.
Okay. Mm.
So there's a very famous video of for people who want to go back to the correct path.
Yeah.
Yes, basically this video, he say a lot of things. Then he just pray. Like a lot of, you can do whatever this, you can do that, blah blah, don't, but just pray.
Yeah.
Just pray. So, like if you really, really pray 5 times a day, and then you pop in some sunats here and there, then
sunat?
Some solat sunat, starting ending. Then like you dress up to solat.
Because the moment that you pray 5 times a day, you would think about your attire, ma. Like okay, yeah. Should I?
Then like you look forward to. Then slowly you start looking forward to prayer. Your sejadah, you buy nicer one. Already, you buy some spray for sejadah.
You plan your days around your solat.
Yeah. Then macam after a while, you clock in like one full month of that already. Then you will start more conscious about your food. So, so sekarang macam shake pun macam.
Milkshakes are good though. The milkshakes.
I don't go
good.
There for the milkshakes though.
But Five Guys and milkshake nicer.
Five Guys and burger sedap.
Five Guys halal Singapore.
Tak lah je.
But shake burger nicer je.
Halal ke Singapore?
Tak. Macam like
that's between you and God, man.
That's between me and God, man. It's a journey. It's a journey. Then suddenly you walk Don Donki, you don't buy any food anymore.
Wow, the strawberries?
The fruits.
Fruits okay. Fruits okay.
But the pastries though, 90% of the pastries in there go alcohol lah.
I see.
Yeah, boring though. That's information that I didn't need to know. So bastard go spoil my whole. Shall try see?
Yeah. Tak halal lah. Chocolate.
Shall try see has never been halal.
Tak halal lah.
No, it's not.
I buy from my grandmother.
Hey, but the things in there.
Oh, to be a joke so bad. But okay.
Tapi dia dah lupa.
Salah.
Tapi dia dah lupa. That was a joke. That's what I wanted to make lah. Tak apa, dia dah lupa.
Eh, but she's crazy, dude.
Sedap set coklat dia. Royce I never eat before. Royce.
Royce, no lah. It's not lah. But I mean, that is... Bro, I mean, like, I can't talk so much shit about Paul's has never been halal. There's a fucking bar in there. Like,
what's
I
have, Paul's?
P-A-U-L-S.
Coffee.
Paul.
Dah halal apa?
Pastry.
Like, last time.
Oh, last time, no.
Bro, the croissant is in my house every single week, bro. Like, I eat from there every day. Yeah, so... Yeah, it's just between you and God lah. But yeah, basically, this the reason why we're going out because our opinions are boring, right? So now.
But we gave a significant amount of our opinions. Not going.
I didn't know.
We did, bro.
I didn't give my thoughts on Ramadan Muslim. But it's okay. Lah.
Nak berbual wise.
Berbual lah.
It's good lah.
Okay.
Ramadan Muslim is good. I think it's really, really good because it builds momentum. You see, yeah. So okay, if the month is the year is 12 months, then you religious for 1 month.
Mm.
Then after that, maybe really realistic gila lah. Religious for 1 month, 1 month, 2 weeks. Then next year, 1 month plus 1 month, that's 2 months already. Because it will have rollover mah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then after that, slowly, you are preparing for Ramadan. So it's before Ramadan, you religious. Then during Ramadan, religious. Then plus another month. That's 3 months already. That's 3 out of 12 days. That's very good days, bro. Then next thing you know, you start praying more. Then the habits slowly continue lah.
Yeah.
Like the attire, the food.
Yep.
Then just like how when you are not religious, people will start ajak you to makan benda tak halal.
Yep.
Ajak you to go drinking and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So once you make a stand that Ramadan, people really see you like you're praying, you're making a change and things like that. Next year or the month after that, the following month. They won't start to ajak you all this stuff anymore.
Yeah,
because
agree.
Yeah lah, because they see you doing all these things, man, during Ramadan. So I think it's good lah. It's really one of the best months of the year. And I mean, hopefully you meet Ramadan again next year. But the pahala and the sins and the forgiveness and whatever not. Because God is the most forgiving, ma. So if He can forgive you for everything and you're cleansed in that month for the whole year, it's done, ah. And if you can clock pahala in the month, Ramadan proper.
Lailatul Qadar one time.
Lailatul Qadar one time. Then after that, you puasa 6. That's it, bro. That's the, all the pahala you need in the year. that's all you need in the year, bro. And then...
then you're done.
And then you stop drinking. Then you just pray 20 times a month.
20 times a week.
I think you're good, lah.
Yeah.
You're good, lah. Because people will see that, hey, this guy is... like, because you notice how good you can be without Satan.
Mm.
And then people will see it, and then you'll be happier.
Yeah. I ask... oh man, I just continue the conversation.
Leave it for the closing.
Okay, again. Yeah. We'll leave it for the closing. We're going to hit the streets in Bugis as per usual.
Amen.
All right.
See you. Bye.
All right, I'm here today with Wani.
Help me.
Okay, so I have about 3 questions for the first one, okay? Do you know what a Ramadan Muslim is?
Ramadan Muslim?
No, I don't.
I don't think so.
Really? No idea. Tak pernah. You've never heard of it?
No.
Okay. So a Ramadan Muslim is someone who only practices their religion during Ramadan.
Okay.
Yeah. So kira like only when Ramadan comes, then they start to pray. They start to be more dressed nicely, modestly to semua. What are your opinions on that?
I think that it's actually macam a chance for them to change. InsyaAllah, if they can change to be a better person, kan kita support je.
Yeah, I think it's a good time to for them to start during Ramadan. But of course, kalau boleh, they try to be consistent after Ramadan. Then you know, try to continue that kind of lifestyle.
Nice. And then if let's say they do continue their previous lifestyle after Ramadan, do you feel like that's something that people are okay to judge them?
Okay to judge.
Like macam let's say kalau dorang Ramadan dorang baik sekali, right? Now after Ramadan tiba-tiba go back to their normal life. Is it okay kalau orang talk shit about that? Can you feel like?
I think it depends lah. Apa ni, kalau macam minum gitu dah over nah lah.
Betul
lah. Better not lah. Tapi like,
don't
you know.
I don't think we have the right to like talk shit about them. I mean, kita pun kena tengok diri sendiri kat cermin. I mean, pray for them lah. I mean, kita kalau kita ada kawan macam itu, then we just try to give them like advice. Like, you know, try to like, kalau boleh, like kembali ke pakai jalan, ya, jalan yang baik, you know. Kalau nampak dorang try to like wanna drink ke apa-apa ke, buat benda tak senonoh, then just try to advise them lah. But of course kita tak boleh judge orang, I mean kita pun tak sempurna. Yeah.
The answer so nice lah. Okay, then the last question is, would you guys consider yourself a Ramadan Muslim?
Tak actually.
You?
I don't think so. I mean, no lah. I mean we try to like as much as we can, we try to like solat ikut waktu semua. Kalau tak boleh, then we just like kodak kat rumah, like yeah.
That's good. Okay, that's all the questions. Thank you so much.
So today I'm with
Putra.
Okay, bro. So today, and first question is, so we're gonna like just have a conversation lah. Okay, boleh? So Melayu, English, barang just go ni. Okay, so first question is, do you know what a Ramadan Muslim is?
Fasting month.
Buat like fasting month meaning?
Macam
talk to the boys.
Waktu untuk kita kebulo, okay guys?
Bukan what is Ramadan tau. But what are Ramadan Muslims? Pernah dengar?
No, I don't think so.
No. Tak pernah dengar the term Ramadan Muslim je. Okay, so Ramadan Muslims is kadang-kadang orang cakap macam Muslims yang bukan Ramadan, dia tak practicing lah.
Okay.
Then suddenly Ramadan, suddenly just solat, warak. Then after that, like, alim gila dah babi, all those stuff.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay. So, like, what's your thoughts about those style of people?
They are munafik, guys.
Uish!
Oh.
Huh?
Sorry.
Tak lah. But that's your opinion lah.
Yeah, I think, yeah. Correct.
Okay, cool. So, would you consider yourself a Ramadan Muslim?
Okay,
no. Speak into the mic, bro, please.
I don't know. I solat every day.
Every day,
5 waktu, don't forget, guys.
Okay, 5 waktu. Solat sunat depan belakang, buat tak?
Buat. Sebelum subuh, solat sunat. Jangan lupa, okay?
Of course. Okay, so, what's the benefits of solat sunat sebelum subuh?
To tell Allah that you are near to him, okay?
That's true. Okay.
Today, I am with
Azad.
Yeah. So, the first question for you is Ramadan Muslims. Do you know what Ramadan Muslim is?
The more religious Muslims during Ramadan.
Do you have any opinion on them? Not? Like, diorang macam the whole year, diorang tak religious eh. But then like during Ramadan, they macam solat 5 times a day, puasa, very strict. What's your opinion on them?
I think it's good lah. They take this time of the month to work on themselves and their deen and stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay, but do you think like people should judge them?
No, I don't think we should judge them.
Do you have friends like that? Like tiba-tiba time Ramadan macam very staunch.
Yeah, a few lah, but not that close. Yeah.
Do you consider yourself a Ramadan Muslim?
No, I wouldn't.
So you're religious all the whole year, kira kan?
I don't like to call myself religious lah, but
okay.
I'm
a practicing Muslim.
Muslim.
Okay, can. Okay, what would you? How would you react to one of your friends suddenly being very religious during Ramadan? Would you like tegur and say macam kacau? You know people usually kacau right? Eh, asal je time Ramadan kau tiba-tiba macam very religious.
I think I would tease them lah, but I encourage them also lah. It's a beautiful time of the year, so we should, yeah, you know.
You should encourage people lah.
Try more, take this time to work together. Yeah.
Okay, can. Thank you so much. Today I am with
Daniel.
Rasul.
So the first question is Ramadan Muslim. Do you know what a Ramadan Muslim is?
Orang yang jadi Muslim time Ramadan.
Yeah, correct.
Betul.
Those who are like
practicing, I would say.
More practicing during Ramadan. Oh. So kira kan you are Muslim, tapi all year round Ramadan je kau macam extra sikit lah. Kau macam extra effort sikit lah. Yeah. So in your head, you have like some friends in your head really who time Ramadan dia tiba-tiba just very religious.
Ada lah.
Okay. What's your opinion on them?
I think it's normal. It's good for them to maybe we cannot judge them based on what they do lah. So usually for myself, I feel maybe it's a good start for them for them to actually practice our religious practices. So maybe it's a stepping stone for them lah. Because these kind of things maybe takes time for them to
To build lah. Okay.
So I feel macam kadang-kadang that particular Ramadan, it could be the mind yang diorang akan berubah terus.
Okay.
You know, macam it could be the change for the whole life lah. So to me, there's nothing wrong with it. Tapi kalau boleh outside Ramadan pun kita pun continue. Boleh encourage lah to practice lah.
Okay. Yeah. Do you think it's right for people to judge them? Because macam imagine you're this guy or this girl yang the whole year kau clubbing, kau macam tunjuk Insta story, kau macam ada minum semua. Then time Ramadan kau macam solat 5 times, puasa, zakat, all that kind of stuff. Do you think people should judge?
No, I don't think so. Because we are not the person to judge people lah. So at the same time, we also never know what they went through. And at the same time, I always believe in second chance lah. People will definitely change for the better lah.
Tapi as friends lah, if you guys are close friends, kau pun kau kutuk pun macam, apa sial kau cakap nak step
macam. As friends kutuk biasa lah. Because end of the day also, it may
sendiri dengan baik
lah. It's a joke lah. But at the same time, we also have those times whereby we encourage them to be better when we are having a one-to-one conversation. So these are the things that maybe we could improve by, especially in terms of our community as well.
Okay. And the last question, would you consider yourself a Ramadan Muslim?
Who are we to judge? Tapi aku rasa tak, alhamdulillah.
I mean, it could be a good thing macam time Ramadan, you're just more religious.
So sometimes we need to knock the sense of ourselves also. Because Ramadan is just a reminder for us. To make sure that to remind us that we as Muslim, what is our responsibility. So these are things that maybe to define ourselves as Ramadan Muslims,
it's not a good label lah.
Just practice what we use to do lah.
Okay, can. Done? Alright, thanks guys. Thank you guys so much.
So today I'm with Zulfika. Okay, so question number one is, do you know what is a Ramadan Muslim?
Ramadan Muslim, yes, of course.
What's that? In your opinion, what's that? Do you mind can make closer to the mic?
For me, bulan Ramadan is a holy month for us Muslims, for us Islams to go through what some unfortunate people in the world are going through.
Okay. Not what is Ramadan to Muslims. What is Ramadan Muslims?
Ramadan Muslims, I don't know.
They were here for. Okay, so Ramadan Muslim, man. So according to Urban Dictionary, it's people who are only practicing during Ramadan. So kira kan like throughout the year, don't really practice. Let's say during Ramadan they practice babi. Or people who
were drinking throughout the year, and like there's not practicing Sunday, they practice a little bit more during Ramadan. Yeah, right. So those are the top. Those is what Urban Dictionary call as Ramadan Muslims lah. Okay, so what's your opinion on them?
My opinion, I by hearing the like what you said, right, is honestly for me it feels nice to hear this kind of thing.
Oh really?
It feels nice because even though they cannot, they still try their best to fast along with us. So it, for me, in my eyes, it's kind of respectful.
Oh yeah, because like I mean, their life is their life. Yeah, the journey we got, the journey we got. Like, when during Ramadan, they respect it, and then they want to attempt to be better lah. Yeah. And then you respect that lah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Will you consider yourself a Ramadan Muslim?
No.
No ah, you are.
I fasting.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Okay, Ken. Do you have anybody in mind that is a Ramadan Muslim?
So far no.
So far no lah.
So far
okay,
no.
Okay, Ken. Awesome.
Today I'm here with.
Aiman,
Habib.
Okay, so the first question is, do you know what a Ramadan Muslim is?
Orang yang puasa lah.
Oh yeah?
Ramadan Muslim.
Ramadan Muslim je tau, bukan Muslim lah. Memang orang Muslim memang kena puasa lah. Tapi Ramadan Muslim. You know what is that?
Tak tahu, aku tahu.
You know? Okay, so Ramadan Muslim is people yang Muslim yang during Ramadan aja, diorang practice. Tapi out of Ramadan, diorang tak practice Muslim sangat lah. Like all the things that we are supposed to do.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Satu bulan taubat je lah.
Apa dia?
Kirakan satu bulan taubat je lah.
Ah, betul lah. So, what are your opinions on that?
Aku rasa macam, it's not a good practice to do lah. Because like, I feel like as Muslims, we should, you know, macam, follow our religion and like,
even though macam bukan bulan Ramadan kan, kena macam solat lah, even though berapa buruk orang tu lah.
Betul.
At least solat lah, ngaji or whatever lah.
Okay. So try to make it the whole year daripada satu bulan je, is it?
Yes.
Tapi kalau dorang buat satu bulan je, is that something yang korang akan judge?
Tak lah, I mean like it's up to them also lah. Ide kalau dorang even though dorang buat satu bulan je pun dia tak dapat pahala dorang weh.
Betul.
Tapi dia musuh lah.
Okay. Then the next question or the last question for this part Will you consider yourself Ramadan Muslim tak? Ni boleh honest ah. Boleh just honest ah.
Yes and no.
Okay, sel tu.
Bila tak bulan puasa, like some of the days aku try practice being a Muslim and macam solat semua. And no, so macam tak ikut lah, tak ikut, tak solat semua, sorry. Yeah.
Off and on lah. Can see off and on lah. Tapi mostly no lah. Tapi in the future, insyaAllah.
InsyaAllah. Better lah. Okay.
And we're back from the street interviews.
And we're at Marsiling's. What's it?
Marsiling Bazaar.
We're at Marsiling Bazaar. We're at Civic Center, guys. This is where it all started, man. It's a nostalgic because our career started here.
Do you realize the leaves are purple?
Yeah.
Cool, I never. Normally, I don't look at the leaf. When I'm sitting here, I don't look at the leaf. I look at my friends.
Yeah.
Okay, so this one is what? This podcast apa?
This podcast is the Ramadan Muslim one.
Ramadan.
This podcast is brought to you. Tak ada.
Tak ada, tak ada.
Tak ada, hari ni tak ada.
Yeah, so Ramadan Muslim, we asked the three questions just now.
Yep.
Do you know what it is? What's your opinion on it?
And then not many people know what it is tau.
Actually macam everyone didn't know sih. You guys ask dorang tu?
No. They don't know. They like
they gave a guess lah. Oh, and the guess was mainly like there was one the what they say Ramadan Muslim is the one that converted, the one that I asked the two insurance agents, right? They said is Muslims that converted during Ramadan. So mu'alaf during Ramadan.
Yeah, I mean that he has a fair point.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, logically,
those who converted during
sense,
Ramadan Yeah.
Then my one, Ramadan Muslim is people who fast, Muslim who fast during Ramadan.
Oh, then that's just a Muslim.
Yeah, that's what I say. Yeah. I told him, memang semua Muslim fast during Ramadan. Habis dia macam, lah. Okay.
A lot of them heard me asking, what is Ramadan to Muslims? Then they explain.
Oh.
Then aku macam, it's not what is Ramadan to Muslims, it's what are Ramadan Muslims. What's the second part of it? But I think, is it?
Opinion.
What's your opinion? Me and Sab already gave our opinions actually. So it's your turn.
No, we are supposed to talk about their opinion.
Oh.
Yeah. They're very positive.
Yeah.
One, the first one very funny. The first one say that is munafik.
Munaf.
Yeah.
Munafik is a
strong word.
Hypocrite.
Yeah, sorry.
Hypocrite.
Hypocrite. Not stereotype. Hypocrite.
It's a very strong word, bro.
Yeah.
Very, very strong word. Are they munafiks? I don't know.
No lah, because munafik is you act like you're Muslim but you're not. But this one is you are Muslim and then you act more Muslim on Ramadan.
No, is it he mean like you're Muslim but you act like you're not Muslim?
Oh, can too.
That's why you are a hypocrite.
Have you been gotten called munafik? Or have you called
never
anybody munafik?
No,
bro. Not in this. Never. I don't think it's in my dictionary of curse words also.
Yeah, but it's not my place to call someone that.
Uh-huh.
It's a Malaysian thing, I think.
I thought movie, yeah. Munafik 1, Munafik 2. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think it's a Malaysian thing. Cause I've heard like Malaysians curse. Or maybe they're just the creators I've been watching. Caprice watches. Like he has this IG page that says Munafik Hunters. He's a Munafik Hunter.
Nice, interesting. Yeah, but you're right. Most of the comments were very nice to hear. Very heartwarming. And then
I think the second part that I asked them was that whether we should judge these people or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, and most of them said no. It's some of them said that this could be the first Ramadan that changes their whole life. Yeah. Aww. So it's a nice thing.
Yeah.
It's a nice thing. But then I tell them be realistic Like kalau kau tiba-tiba macam time Ramadan suddenly become very alim, kau takkan kutuk ke? Kau fokus kutuk saja.
You see that it's the friend's job to kutuk But it's niat is positive niat lah.
Yeah.
The funny thing the sun is back is at some.
Yeah.
What's the last part?
The last one was are you a Ramadan Muslim?
All say no.
All say no.
Both say yes and no. They say yes and no.
Why did he say yes and no? I didn't hear his answer.
They say yes and no because
sometimes
they try their best but they don't succeed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, man. So that's the end of this podcast. Those you guys listening, Ramadan Karim, selamat berpuasa, selamat berbuka. Ramadan is the blessed month of the year and it's the best month of the year as well. So thank you so much and thanks for always for those of you who are listening and some of you see us on the when we do actually interview saying hello and all the stuff. It's very nice. Thank you so much for doing that. Please continue to always do that. We always try our best to reach out to interact and still be on the ground lah. Yeah, man.
Thank you guys for listening and we'll catch you guys in the next episode.
Bye. Bye.